One of Pinkerton's most skillful Richmond spies was Timothy Webster, who laid the groundwork for his espionage there while working undercover in Baltimore. With Hattie Lawton, a beautiful operative in her mid-20s, pretending to be his wife, Webster had arrived in Maryland posing as a well-off Southern arms buyer, with a carriage and team of fine horses Pinkerton provided, to root out secessionists smuggling weapons to the Confederacy. At one point, he posed with another Pinkerton agent for a photograph at a studio holding a large Confederate flag. The work, though, became dangerous. Webster had several close calls, often because of sloppy tradecraft on his part or Pinkerton's. While he sipped a drink in a Baltimore saloon with secessionist pals, a swaggering bully named Bill Ziegler walked in and accosted him, shouting, "By God, I've been looking for you!" The surly man said he was sure he'd seen Webster in Washington talking to Pinkerton. Ziegler probably had. Webster was not careful when he visited Pinkerton to brief him. "You're a liar and a scoundrel," Webster shouted back, pretending to be outraged. Ziegler lunged for Webster, but the operative punched him between the eyes. Ziegler pulled out a knife, but Webster brandished a pistol, so the brute backed down. Pinkerton had worked closely with Baltimore's provost marshal, James L. McPhail, who helped shadow and arrest suspects. But he never alerted McPhail that he had Webster posing as a Southern sympathizer in Baltimore. McPhail soon picked up Webster's trail and had him arrested. Pinkerton helped Webster escape late one night from a carriage, taking him to Fort McHenry's jail. What should have been just as damaging was the fact that a number of newspapers, like the Baltimore American and Commercial Advertiser, carried stories about Webster's arrest and escape. But ironically, Webster's run-ins with Ziegler and McPhail ended up strengthening his cover. Baltimore secessionists became even more convinced these scrapes proved that Webster was one of them.